Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. Still have my Bengals layout here. Let me get that fixed. This one says managing editor. I have not been the managing editor for quite a while. To hell with it. Here we are. What do you guys want to talk about? Podcast. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. This is a completely super chat and humper chat dictated show. So as long as you guys are sending them, I'm here talking to you guys. So let's talk about some of the things that are on the docket. Motor City Machine Guns. We got some news on them on FightfulSelect.com. We've got WWE Raw notes, news, all that good stuff. Some additional contract news as well. So get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it. While I let some of you do that, please leave a thumbs up. Please leave us a nice review on audio platforms as well. I can't tell you how important that is. And as always, FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. It's not just wrestling news. It's not just the 2,000 podcasts. It is also a wonderful Discord community in which I will be even more active in around WrestleMania. Going to be doing more of that. I do a Q&A there that just keeps on going nonstop. So go join us. Why don't you? I want to thank our wonderful sponsors, BetOnline.ag. Man, I have been loving working with them. Man, they've got the highest credit card acceptance. They've been in business for over 25 years. They're trusted by millions. They've got tons of games. You can compare their competitors. They've got a great VIP rewards program, payouts in minutes. They are safe and secure, whether it be NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, or NCAA. Doesn't matter. They've got it all there. The earliest lines, you can go to their race book as well. They've got a casino on their site as well. BetOnline.ag. You can also switch to the classic site if you prefer that as well, if you're old school like me. But let's take a look at some of the lines they have set for WrestleMania. They right now at BetOnline.ag, you can find the link in the description below. By the way, we always encourage you to bet responsibly. Drew McIntyre favored to beat Seth Rollins for the title. Cody Rhodes favored heavily to beat Roman Reigns for the title. Bayley, a massive favorite over Io Sky to win that title. However, Gunther, big favorite over Sami Zayn. Rhea Ripley, big favorite over Becky Lynch. Now, the betting lines for pro wrestling, which you can actually bet on, we've hit winners a couple times, giving you guys tips. The winners in pro wrestling, the lines are so much higher than like MMA because it's scripted, but also anything can happen. You got Logan Paul set to retain. Kevin Owens is one of the biggest underdogs on the show. And I'm looking at that and I'm like, he could very well win that match. Like, I'm not telling you guys he's a lock pick or anything like that, but I look at that and I go, man, that's an interesting one. Jey Uso, a favorite over Jimmy Uso. That's one of the closest lines. I could see Jimmy actually ending up taking that. Roman Reigns and The Rock, a minus 600 over Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes at BetOnline AG, and LA Knight, a major favorite over AJ Styles. That's one that I think is pretty on the money. And again, he's one of the biggest favorites on the show, but I wouldn't see that going any other direction. Guys, a reminder, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, check out our friends at BetOnline AG. Who you got winning the NCAA tournament? So, Parker, unfortunately, I do not follow college sports that much. Slowly getting back into it. Hasn't been a great era for Kentucky basketball. I would love it if Kentucky won. I would love it if my alma mater, Morehead State, won it. That ain't going to happen ever, even if there's a fire. I'll just say Kentucky, even though I don't think they will. But if they get knocked out in the first two rounds of the tournament, there's got to be a serious talk about John Calipari's future. Update on Sheamus. Sidelined with an injury last I heard. His contract was to be up earlier this year. I don't know if it is now. I'm sure they will add injury time. Where do you think Motor City Machine Guns signed to? I mean, they could be a really good addition to any number of places. I know Alex Shelley works full-time outside of wrestling. I think they would be great additions for WWE to sign, have on NXT, and then have up on the main roster here and there, because those are two guys you really, really want teaching as well. But, man, they've got a lot of miles left on them. We got more details on Fightful Select about them. Are Mercedes Okada's contract longer than 3 years? I don't know. I think one of them might be 3 years. Any Sheamus news? I unfortunately don't have a major update on him. I've been asking. I haven't heard of any like really new developments. You know, the wild thing about his last match is it was supposed to be Edge's last match, maybe ever, definitely in WWE. As it turns out, it has been Sheamus's last match. And they had a slapper. They had a hell of a match. Sheamus is one, even though I think that it's very, very crowded in AEW. I think Sheamus is one they should add. Him and the Blackpool Combat Club would be really, really great. Has Adam Copeland been a success in AEW so far? Well, I definitely helped them sell tickets in Toronto. And it's close to a sellout there. And I saw people say, oh, well, it's less people than before. They have a different configuration this time. I think if you compare the visuals of tonight's episode versus old episodes, you'll see it's a little bit of a different configuration because they didn't like the way that some things looked. I think that Adam Copeland being involved in the story that he's involved in is good. There have been times I felt like he's just a guy, but I don't want him in like the world title scene. I don't want him I'd like him in the tag title scene. But I think that doing what he's doing is a perfect spot for him. He doesn't need to be taking opportunities away from younger talent, even though he's probably going to be TNT champion tonight. In honor of X-Men 97 on Disney, oh, can't wait to jump into this, Tyrone. Who's your favorite X-Men? Gambit was my favorite as a kid. And I loved that cartoon. Oh, man, Fox Kids, how could you beat it, man? How could you beat X-Men animated series of Batman and Spider-Man? Like, to me, I didn't grow up reading the comics. I grew up playing the video games and watching Fox Kids. So that's how I knew all these villains. And man, Spider-Man really nailed it with the villains. Every villain that they had on Spider-Man felt like a big deal. So their toy line that came out specifically about that was incredible. I thought that was a great era of action figures, toys, video games, all that. And the X-Men arcade game, I still play it. I still fire up the emulator and play it. Gambit was my favorite, though. ETA for the Hangman return? No, I don't know how long he's dealing with personal stuff. It'll be a while. It'll be a while. Any update on Jade Cargill? There's still, we've got an update or an interview we're going to drop with her in the next couple of weeks. They're making sure that she's ready. Heard any update on a Jamie Hayter return? No, but I have heard that she was back in the States recently. So I don't know what that means necessarily, but she was back in the States recently. Got a nice Pepsi Zero here. Pardon me. Any update on Jon Moxley? Seems odd that he and Claudio won at Revolution and are not in the tag tournament. Well, I find that very odd too. They should have been. Not only that, it should have been just straight up like an 8-man thing. But they haven't wrestled in 3 weeks. So, I mean, or Moxley hasn't wrestled in 3 weeks. So I'm going to look some more into that. I will do my best to find out tonight and see what I can have on the post show because he doesn't usually go that long without wrestling. He's usually wrestling 4 or 5 times a month. As I even look, like last, he didn't wrestle in October of last year for AEW. But other than that, he wrestles all the time. So that leads me to believe something is up. Do you see Jacob Fatu joining WWE in the Bloodline? I think now is the best opportunity. Prior, they didn't bring him in because he had a bit of a record. But things have changed. Different philosophies, different ownership, different everything. So I think now is his best chance. I think he would make a great addition. I've got to fix a line on a Fightful Select story that just messed up. Goddamn. but it's we revealed the identity. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we didn't mess up the line. Somebody was just dumb. But the Jacob Fatu thing, I think now is the best opportunity to get him involved in that. And he can sort of overcome any of those issues, any of those issues that prevented him. Jordan Cooper says, excellent Swerve interview. One of the best ever on Fightful. Thank you so much. Says, would love to see more that involved talent discussing creative process and match layouts. I agree, Jordan. So this is something that I want to do. But a lot of people, sometimes they don't want to do it. Sometimes they do want to do it. Swerve, if you look at our interview before the Hangman match, was not interested in that. He wanted to stay pretty well in character and all that. However, now it's a lot different. Like now he was like, hell yeah, let's look at it in retrospect. Let's break down why this happened and what I wanted to do. I've got a few other ideas. I'm going to be doing a whole lot of different series. We've got Crime and Combat. We'll bring back Making a Finisher eventually. I'm doing one that will be an in-character thing, Gotcha with Sean Ross Sapp, where I don't consider myself a journalist, but I'm going to pretend I am on this video and confront wrestlers in kayfabe with the horrible things they've done. So we're going to really expand our content. Most treasured DVD you have behind you. Treasured. So I collected these for a long time and now it's basically dead. So treasured, probably Undertaker. This is my yard because it's pretty rare. It's pretty rare. The original NWO Back in Black is a good one. Sorry if y'all can't hear me. I'll tell you one that's most treasured because of the story around it. I was at a place called The Front Porch for a UFC show, and my best friend was like, hey, listen, I forgot to bring like my card, my cash, whatever. You buy this pitcher of beer, you can have any DVD of mine that you want. And he had ECW Guilty as Charged 2001. And I feel like he knew I was going to take that one. But let me see what it's going for on Amazon right now. Not too high. But at one point, the DVD was like $27. But at one point, it was like $40-$50. I was pretty happy about that. If Roman Reigns, we riot, finish the story. I agree, they do need to finish the story. Do you have any Wes Lee updates? No. I mean, listen, a lot of these injury situations, I'm not going to have updates on that at least I can provide, because injuries can be very, very touch and go. So for a lot of that stuff, you got to just take him for what they say. Because again, I had somebody a couple months ago that were like, oh, well, you know what? Braun's close to coming back. Braun wasn't close to coming back. Maybe ahead of schedule. You'll have people seeing ACL recoveries and they'll be like, oh my God, look at him. They're doing bands. They're doing a squat. You're not in a wheelchair for 9 months with an ACL injury. What do you know about the Jack Perry situation? Can you confirm or deny Dave's comments of Tony still being upset with him? I can confirm that it's a rumor backstage, but I can't confirm that Tony is actually upset with him. I can confirm that I can confirm. I just got a great reaction to to the Fightful Select story from a wrestler. Sorry. That was good shit. Oh, sorry, guys. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Sorry about that, guys. Mr. Acosta says, do you think recent tribalism can be traced back to Tony Khan or Triple H? I think TK touting Cena and Taker being on NXT with less than 1 million viewers late last year, and Triple H calling AEW a secondary promotion were both unnecessary. I wouldn't have done the thing that Tony Khan did. I didn't think that Triple H's comment was that bad. I don't mind healthy competition and friendly jabs. But a lot of the things aren't friendly jabs, man. Like, you got people that will accuse each other of being rapists, pedos, and all that shit over their favorite pro wrestling companies. Weirdo shit, man. No, I don't think any of the extreme tribalism that we see can be traced back to them. Either one of them. Travis says, hey, SRS, best in the biz. Funny story, my brother and I went to Big Business. Brother bought a Bang Bang Scissor Kang shirt and loved it. Then wanted to burn it after the turn. He finally got the full wrestling experience out of the whole section. Got a good laugh. Oh, I hate that. I hate that for him, but I love that for him too. Love that for him. If Cody loses at Mania, will a loss destroy him? I don't think it'll destroy him. I think it will erode a lot of the goodwill that WWE has developed, and they've got a lot of it right now. But I don't think it'll destroy him. SRS, what's happening with House of Black? I think they were, first off, they used that to put over Infantry, and I'm completely happy with it. I really like that. I don't know if there have ever been any like major creative plans for House of Black that they've been on board with, Tony's been on board with, everybody's been on board with. So I just think they have been in a holding pattern. And it sucks because they're really talented guys. They're all three really, really great. I wish the trios division would be given more juice. I've wanted Malakai Black in a more prominent singles position for years and years and years, dating back to WWE. At one point I was like, you know what? You throw him in there against Brock Lesnar and he throws that wheel kick, bam. I'd feel good about that. I just think that based on what I've seen, the history of what I've seen, there have never been extended plans. Do you have the ECW Bloodiest Matches DVD? This one? Let's see what's in there. Two. It's violent matches, not bloodiest matches. But is this the one that you mean, Pat? Is John Porco a minor loss? He was head of live events. I'm sure they have somebody else in mind. I saw people saying like, oh, are they doing away with live events? They really considered it like 4 years ago before the pandemic. But right now they're hot. It's not running at a loss or anything like that. Now they do good. So I think they probably have somebody in mind. So that's a TBD. When someone transitions to part-time, do they adjust contracts? For example, are people like Cena still paid week to week, even with the time off? It depends on the contract. Certain contracts will stipulate that. There will be some deals that say, well, you get paid X amount for an appearance, X amount for a match, and you are guaranteed so many number of dates within that deal. With WWE, well, with any number of companies, there were some contracts where they say we have you up to 100 dates as opposed to we have you exclusively, we'll pay you this amount per date, and there's a minimum or maybe a base salary. There are so many different structures to contracts that it's not just uniform like it used to be. Oscar says, favorite finisher right now, Stormbreaker, all-time sharpshooter. Thanks for the hard work. Right now, right now it's hard to say. All-time, Texas Cloverleaf is one for me. I like a good old-fashioned pile driver. I like the J Driller an awful lot. I just think that the way it folds people in half is great. A good old-fashioned power bomb used to be really, really great. DDT is my favorite of all time. Like, that one's easy. DDT is my favorite finish of all time. Huh. What the hell would my favorite finisher in wrestling be right now? Jesus Christ, that's sad. I don't even know that I got a favorite one. F5 is also an all-time favorite. I love the Death Valley Driver. Man, that's wild. That like in my head, I don't necessarily have one right now. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s. Still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step by step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While I think about it, who was the dude that came out as Mello on NXT? It was head NXT ref Daryl Sharma. We broke that news on Fightful Select. How possible is it to get an interview with Michael Cole? Would love to hear his insightful mind within wrestling. Probably pretty hard. He doesn't do many. I would love to. He was the Fightful announcer of the year. I've gotten some kind responses back via an intermediary from him. I put over his work one time and he had told somebody that means an awful lot. Thank you for saying that, because it was an era where he wasn't getting complimented a lot, but I don't know if it's possible, but I would love to. Any update on Britt Baker? So I don't know if she's injured, sidelined, whatever that may be. She was sidelined for a while, but I don't know if that's still the case. Know anything of Stardom's Yatami Haya? Oh man, I'm going to butcher that fucking name, so I ain't even going to say it. Seems like she's leaving. She did visit the PC last year. She didn't just visit the PC. She visited, I think, Natty as well. So from what I heard from people that were there, she got along with people very well. She seems like the type of talent that WWE would be interested in, but I haven't necessarily heard that. There's about to be a lot of movement within Joshi talent, though. I want an overbooked clusterfuck of a night to main. Me too. Listen, I am here for all the bullshit for the night two of WrestleMania. Here for all of that. I want the most ridiculous stuff. Reminder, get your super chats in here at youtube.com/Fightful. Also, leave us a nice thumbs up. Go to humperchats.com. New Lack City says, I think Moxley is traveling to Japan, then Mexico this month. Looks like bad timing. Is Cody re-signed yet? I've asked like every week about Cody being re-signed, and it's just been put off as far as the answer. Yes, Moxley is scheduled to, but even that, he doesn't usually go like 2 weeks without wrestling a match. So hopefully that's just keeping him healthy for that. That's what I'm hoping. With Cody, I would personally find it hard to believe that he hasn't re-signed, but I will continue to ask. Update on Jeff Matt contract. So, and the Triple Crown split. Jeff is signed through the end of the year, at least. Matt is still technically signed right now. FightfulSelect.com broke that news. Is Scorpio Sky injured? If not, where is he? Last I heard, he was injured. And his plans tied directly in with Ethan Page at one point as well. I have heard of no subsequent plans for Ric Flair. Doesn't mean there aren't any, but I've heard of none. Bridget, thank you so much for the very generous super chat. You're always so awesome. Will people still be willing to work with Sammy G when he goes back to AEW? Yeah, he's been there. Like, he's been backstage throughout his whole suspension and stuff. Like, he just hasn't been on TV. Don't know about the pay or any of that, but he's been backstage. Like, Max Caster was taking pictures with him. I get it. Max Caster's a bit of a heat magnet as well. But I'm sure people will still work with him. I'm sure there were some people that will prefer not to work with him. I can tell you that my experiences with Sammy have been all positive. Like, interviews that I've did, I've reported some not so flattering stuff about him in the past, and he has been a pro about that. However, once upon a time, he was looked at as one of the pillars 5 years ago. He's not a 25-year-old kid anymore. He's 30 years old. Now, shit happens. Shit happens, and I understand people's issues with the way that was handled and maybe him being disciplined for it. But from what I understand, there were pretty clear protocols that were in place. And I do know that some people had some issues or claimed they had issues with him not selling after the Hobbs match. I didn't really see that. I didn't see what happened there. So I can't speak to that, but you know what? I hope that everything gets better in that sense, because man, he's got so much potential. How many call-ups do you think we're getting? Feels like there's a lot of NXT talent spinning their wheels. I think we'll probably get 3 or 4 after Mania, and that's a hunch, but not a report or anything like that. If WWE and AEW did a show, what stadium would be used? Well, let me look up biggest stadium in the U.S. All right, probably Michigan Stadium or Ohio Stadium. What Michigan Stadium? Oh man, that's risky. That's risky for the weather. That's an old ass stadium too, right? My God, there are no like newish stadiums that hold over 90,000. Well, I mean, for pro wrestling, it's a lot different. I think they would want to get somewhere that could do a legit 100,000. Have you heard of any other stadiums WWE is interested in doing, either domestically or internationally? Stadiums? No. I mean, Minneapolis, obviously. No, I've not heard of any other stadiums. I mean, they'll continue to go to places they can get away with doing Mania at, but haven't heard of those. Sean, will you jump on to a Demon Diva live stream when Roman finally loses the title? I'll probably be doing my own stream, but I love Demon Diva. Like, if you haven't checked out her live streams, guys, do it. She works really hard. She's just a wonderful person, somebody that I'm very fortunate to have known for, like, gosh, the last 8 years of my life now. We've been good friends for about 7 of those years. So just a wonderful person. I love how unapologetic she is about her affection towards Roman Reigns. And she had tweeted something, and she said, wrestling media people all have their faves. Some of them just do their best not to be biased. Not me. Not going to be the bigger person. Started as a fan, that got me opportunities. Petty Roman Reigns fan since day one. It's okay. I mean, to me, that's fine. Like, she's not a reporter. She's an interviewer. She is an online personality. She's not reporting the news. She's out there. She's on screen. She's a character sometimes. Subjective entertainment. She's allowed to have her subjective favorites. Sheldon says, has Alex Coghlan officially re-signed with New Japan, or is he a free agent? I asked about that today. I have heard the rumors that maybe he's not coming back, and I have heard that. I reached out to him myself, and let me see what he said. He sent me eyeball emojis because I said, this is where I pester you and your entire faction about your contract status. He sent me eyeball emojis over a month ago. Any updates on Juice Robinson? It was a long-term injury. It's something he dealt with for a very long time. Man, that guy worked through pain a lot of pain. And it's something he just couldn't put off anymore. So hope he gets well soon. I'll ask him about an update and all that stuff too. Cause let me see what the last update was. Oh, I had a different phone then, so I don't have that. It's been a while. It's been over a month, but I just know that it was tough. Mr. Acosta says, Dijak re-signing in the summer. If I were him, I would evaluate options. I would see what's there, but WWE seems to be doing well for him, and he's over there as well. Heard anything on Tama Tonga? Do you think he joins the Good Brothers in NXT, or do you think they fast-track him to the main roster? I think they will fast-track him to the main roster with the Good Brothers. And right now, they're sort of off TV as they're reset, sort of, or they're off SmackDown to Raw as their reset. But I think that they will come back probably with him. Be cool. Got running hopefuls for Cody, Roman, Jay, Jimmy, Cena, Solo, and Triple H with a hammer shot to rock to even the odds. Fun overbooked mess incoming. Yeah, I want everybody that has been wronged by the Bloodline involved in this match. I want the most overbooked crazy shit. And very rarely in wrestling is it like that's something that we want, right? That's what I want. That's what I want out of this match. I'm not watching Roman and Cody to watch like this wrestling clinic. Can they do it? Hell yeah, they can do it. But I want to see crazy shit, and I want to see Cody Rhodes win the title. In your mind, when does AEW do their first U.S. Stadium show? The real one, not these 20K little guys. Where does it happen? I think they will do it in a climate-controlled area or a dome, because anything bad that can happen will happen. Or the West Coast. It would be easy to say TIAA Bank Field, right? Like, it would be easy to say that. Is that their stadium, Jacksonville? It'd be easy to say that. So I'll say that. You know, if TNA is finally going to do something about their production because it's below average where it should be, Anthem is cheap to me. They are. I mean, they have been. All those production upgrades that you heard about last year that were going to cost a lot of money, they were software upgrades. Van Twinblade says, Sean, mayo, ketchup, or steak sauce on a roast beef sandwich. Okay, so I am embarrassed to admit, Van Twinblade, I have never had like a proper roast beef sandwich. I have only had like, I've only had Arby's and back in the day, Rax. If you remember Rax, we had one of those in my little town. I get the cheddar with my roast beef. I've never had a proper roast beef sandwich, and hopefully I can change that. Trying to broaden my horizons, friends. Amir says, are we going to see Mysterio versus Santos? Are we going to see Ray and LWO versus Legado del Fantasma in Mania 40? I would like to see LWO versus Legado get more people on there. Make it the high spot match of the show. Make it be the car crash. Oh my God, can't believe this shit is happening. Put it on whatever night the ladder match isn't on. And I think it should be mask versus hair. Ray's mask versus Santos's hair. Sir Brendo says, I want to talk about cats. Miss mine since I'm in rehab for my knee fracture. Sir Brendo, I hope your rehab is going fine. I was thinking about you the other day. Hope that you're healing up okay. I bet your cat misses you too. You're a wonderful dude. Thank you for helping me pass the time today. How's Oliver? Oliver is very needy. He is so attached to me. Like, we call him, he's Koaliver because he hooks onto my shoulder like a koala. And man, he is my little crony. He would laugh at all my jokes. He would say, good one, boss. That type of stuff. He's wonderful. Lovely little fella. He'll be 9 this year. Insane to think, because he was absolutely the runt of his litter. Considering the Ronda comments from today, how and when did things sour between Ronda and WWE? Her 2018-19 run felt so smooth and cohesive. She was very distinct about what she did and didn't want to do at last year's WrestleMania. That much I'll tell you. She was like, because they had her, I've got documents of what she was planned for WrestleMania. And she's like, nah, I don't want to do that. And then they changed it all for, 2023. And I know that there were some people, she got a lot of flack for her most recent WWE run. And there were definitely people that felt like, one, maybe she had lost a step, but two, that she wasn't put in a position to really succeed in that sense. Like, she and Shayna weren't really given the opportunity to have the type of match that really, like a fight pit or a cage because of the venue, as Shayna told me. But I think that Ronda's always been pretty straightforward about how she feels, whether it's something that she should be straightforward about or not. Is Brandi ever expected to be a character in WWE? I would love it if she just said, who told you it was open mic night, bitch? Andrade joining Judgment Day confuses what they're doing. I think they're just going to have him eventually try to backstab them and lure Dominic away. And I think that can create some stuff there as well, which I would love. DNC Digital said, my brother stopped watching wrestling a long time ago. If he visits, he'll watch things and ask. And the other day he was learning about the screw job. It was hilarious to hear as a diehard wrestling fan. My wife will sometimes like ask me to explain the processes of some of this, and she'll be like, hey, I saw these comments on the Fightful post. Like, why are people mad about this? And why did this happen? Why did that happen? And the things that catch like the casual fan's interest can be just so off the wall sometimes. So off the wall. I'll tell you what catches my interest. a wonderful night of sleep with Helix. HelixSleep.com/Fightful changed my life before there even was a HelixSleep.com/Fightful. A few years ago, I needed a better night's sleep. I looked for the best mattress online, and I found Helix and their incredible reviews. I took their online quiz. It took me about 2 or 3 minutes, and I was matched up to their Dusk Luxe model. I now have two of their mattresses in my home. It's phenomenal. If somebody comes over and sleeps at my house, I want them to have a wonderful Helix mattress. I wanted to invest in my sleep and the comfortability of others as well. And you can do that as well at helixsleep.com/Fightful. You'll take that quiz, get matched up to one of the many mattress options that they have that suits your needs, and it ships straight to your door. And if for some reason you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll come and get it for free. They're not going to make you pay to ship it back. They're going to make it easy for you. Incredible reviews. Flexible financing options are available. HelixSleep.com. Invest in your sleep. You will never regret it. Ideally, you spend 1/3 of your life in your bed anyway. You're going to want this. They've got an incredible warranty and tons of options for you. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. About to wrap things up, guys. We have a few more Super Chats, Humper Chats. Could we ever realistically get a Mania in London? If London is willing to pay the outrageous amount that it takes, that's what it all comes down to. Do you see Punk being the ref for Drew Seth? I could, and I could see him doing the remorseful Shawn Michaels count that Shawn Michaels did. Was it SummerSlam? Any news on Penelope Ford? No, there's been no news on Penelope Ford. I had heard that she had re-signed last year. I don't know if that's true. I inquired about it, but I heard rumors, and she's just not been on the show and not been wrestling. She's still on the roster. I know she's going to help Rossi, but Julia debuting at Mania would have been awesome. Coming out after Rhea retains, what a debut that would be. I think they want to educate the audience on who she is because, I mean, listen, she's wonderful. Relatively speaking, nobody here knows who she is. They're going to know who she is. She's really great. But any word on Drew and Cody's contracts? Are they staying? No word on them. I'd be shocked if they don't. Any updates on the future of WWE working with other companies like GCW? There will be some positive news in that direction, I think, pretty soon. If things go well. Because they reached out to multiple WWE wrestlers for Bloodsport. But also, they're using Blue Kane, which is pretty clearly a copyright of WWE. Scott Lopez, thanks for helping me keep up with all the wrestling, SRS. Thank you for giving a hoot. We greatly appreciate it. Steiner Math says, update on Cole. Do you know if he's been walking yet or is he still in a wheelchair? Do you expect MJF doesn't return till Cole is healthy for that feud? I don't expect MJF to return till he's healthy. He was banged up. His shoulder was hanging on by a thread there and he was trying to avoid surgery. Cole was in a situation at least a few weeks ago. They were waiting to see if swelling went down based on him doing some walking or something like that. He wasn't in a wheelchair. I can't remember if he was in a boot or not. But he did an event recently, and I was told that they were kind of waiting and seeing because if things don't improve and you keep getting swelling months after surgery, you got to get another surgery. Not saying that's what he has to do, but it's something they got to monitor. Cogged CG says, bro, wrestling DVDs were everything to me growing up. Main reason I saw so many hidden gems throughout the history, like Sunday Night Main Event. Eddie Guerrero cheating death, stealing life is also great. So I'm so glad you specifically mentioned that, Cogged CG, because listen, I didn't have a lot. I was, quite frankly, I was poor growing up. And even in my teenage years, didn't have a lot, but I had wrestling DVDs. That's what I'd spend time on. I would study the matches. And that was when I discovered the When Worlds Collide match was on that DVD. Eddie Guerrero and Art Bar did horrible shit, but the match was incredible against Santo and Octagon. Man, just incredible stuff. Brent Lockman says, still processing. I'm about to see Copeland wrestle live again. Been like a decade. Tonight is going to be amazing. TK was hyping up the Toronto. Should we be expecting another surprise? I haven't heard of another surprise. I think that he was implying that it would be a big show. He'd have big things in order. And as a result, he's got Cage versus Copeland. He's got Mercedes there. He's got Okada. He's probably got Osprey there as well. So I think that's what he meant. I haven't heard of any, but that doesn't mean there won't be any. And wrapping up, leave a thumbs up. Our good friend Joey from the Angle Podcast says, SRS is the man. Much respect for all you do. Can't wait to hang during Mania, being my first ever. I won't be at Mania, but I'll be there the week of. I'm coming home, doing the post show, spending some time with family and all that. But man, always love seeing you, Joey. One of the great dudes in wrestling. Where's T. Higgins playing week one? Cincinnati. Also, yes, I am checking the Humper chats. Van Twinblade says, try this. I of round roast 5-ish pounds covered in... Listen, buddy, you are overestimating how good of a cook I am. My wife's done all the cooking for years, and I'm about to change that this spring and summer. Going to get back into cooking, sort of relearn how to cook. But I see... I'm going to take this down. I'm going to try this, Van Twinblade. Do we see Okada take the win tonight over Eddie? I would love to see that, but I don't think it's going to happen. Actually, yeah. Yeah, he's going to beat Eddie. Because I just realized it wasn't for the ROH title as well. It's for that one individual title. So, because Eddie Kingston's going to be defending it, ROH. So, yeah, they won't do a thing where it gets a screw job or anything. I don't think. I know that T. Higgins requested a trade. He's playing in Cincy week one. They'd have to offer. I mean, they hung up on the Ravens. Hung up on the Ravens for even trying. Guys, thank you all so much. Till next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.